first person singular. The views in this piece are those of the author. Brian Hansen is spreading the word. This piece is read and produced by Lori Korn. During the height of the pandemic, I spent a lot of time at home avoiding going out to do laundry. It's fair to say that I resorted to wearing some t-shirts inside out at times. It was then I realized something that shouldn't have surprised me. The t-shirts were more comfortable when worn inside out. You can try it yourself. If you're wearing a t-shirt, take it off and put it back on, inside out. Note, please don't do this if it would be inappropriate or if you're driving. For one thing, it feels looser. The seams that used to take up space on the inside of the shirt are now on the outside, freeing up some of the fabric. More subtly, the absence of the interior seams feels nicer against the skin. Also, no scratchy tags. The same principle applies to other clothing, especially those clothes that are worn close to the skin, even socks, where the tips of your toes could contact a relatively smooth surface instead of a seam. When I went to fold the laundered t-shirts at the laundromat, I found that the inside-out shirts were easier to fold. After all, that's how they were manufactured in the first place, inside-out. When you think about it, all stages of a t-shirt's life cycle, airing out, washing, drying, folding, stacking, and even wearing, t-shirts especially, are better handled and worn inside-out. I'll leave it to you to navigate whatever societal and interpersonal implications might follow from wearing clothes inside out. But for me, seamy side out seems right. Brian Hansen is a retired software engineer and a philosopher. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.